Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one. So, Gabriel, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good as well. I mean, what better way to start an epic weekend with someone as epic as you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it. Well, welcome to the show. As I said, it's so amazing to have you here. And, you know, starting with jumping to the whole interview now, tell me how your passion for acting started.
I started performing very, very young. I was enrolled in dance classes when I was like 2 years old. And that was my first exposure to performing arts. And because I sang and danced, I kind of fell into doing musical theater, and that was the start of it all. And I think a good hint that acting was really the route I should be going was when I was probably like 3 years old, my mom took me to my first ballet. Okay. And like 5 minutes in, I leaned over, I was like, when are they gonna start talking? And that was like, that was always the part of dance that I really loved, was the storytelling. So as I moved into acting from musical theater, that was really the part that I was most interested in, and telling the stories through dialogue and not just movement.
I love it. One of the cool things that I love about that, that I love about when you get inspired or when you wanna, or when you discover something that you wanna do in life, right? It just takes like 1 second. And then instantly clicks everything in your head, and you're like, I want to do this, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I was fortunate in that way, that I discovered that very young. And it was never, there was never that wavering doubt of like, what do I want to be when I grow up? I just, you know, from the time I was little, I was like, I didn't know if it was dancing or musical theater or acting, but I knew it was within that realm. And I've stuck with that my entire life.
There you go, I love it. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you were, you know, just recently started with your acting career now?
I think letting go of perfection and not being so hard on always getting it right. Okay. And that's definitely something I think that a lot of people struggle with. And I know for myself, I am such a perfectionist, and I think that can be hazardous as an actor, because there is no perfect, you know, as actors we're mirroring ourselves just in regular life, and we aren't perfect as humans. So why is actors acting as other humans? Why would we be perfect? So yeah, being able to let go of that really helps. And but at the same time, it's hard to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I do admire about actors especially, is the fact that regardless of how difficult your personal life might be at that moment, when it's time to perform, you just let go of that, so you can give us your best performance and to give us this character, you know. I do understand that it takes, besides being professional, of course, but it really takes guts, right? To kind of, regardless of how difficult it is, to put your best face in your character, or even if for the play or the film or whatever, it's for comedy, you know, or like something super happy and you're feeling miserable, you know, to kind of jump yourself to that. I mean, that is amazing. So.
Yeah, totally. Or being able to, in the same respect, not even just be able to put things aside, but also be able to use things that are happening in your life, and, you know, bring your life to bear in those situations that can be challenging, but being brave enough to be vulnerable, to work with what's actually happening in your personal life and bring that to your performance as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And starting with your performances in the theater, so you were in Kaddish for Alive Not Live. And tell me, like, how do you usually prepare before jumping on stage? Do you have a so-called ritual, you know, like something you always do in order to kind of set your mind for you to perform, basically?
Meditation is a big part of getting clear and focused before a performance for me. Do you mean just before, like in a performance, or preparation for like an entire play?
Like preparation, because for example, for some of the actors that I've interviewed, some of them will have some of them will, for example, there's one
that run a mile before performing. There will be another one who basically chug a whole bottle of Pepto-Bismol, you know, in order to kind of feel okay. Or there will be like other, you know, like what I've discovered is like every single actor has their thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. like something to kind of make them comfortable in order to start performing.
Gotcha. Yeah. So definitely no running miles for me. unless I feel like things especially for theater, play to play, it kind of will change based on the character. Like I said, meditation is always part of it. Having that quiet time to kind of focus myself. I like to spend a lot of time by myself before performing to kind of like get in that zone and really allow myself to kind of gradually make that transition into character. But I like to create little rituals around whatever character I'm playing to kind of help step into it. Kind of almost the way like when you hear actors working on dialects or like different accents, and they'll say like their dialect coach might give them a phrase that kind of helps them snap into it. I like to create like little activities that kind of help me snap into a character like that. And it might be reading something, it might be sitting down and, you know, journaling in as my character, it might be, you know, playing a little game or something that just kind of triggers a physicality in me that kind of helps me move into the performance more easily.
I love it. I mean, it's a whole other process, right? And the fact of making that happen, you know, and the fact to give us, the audience, a performance theater, and I mean, I just love it, basically. That is so cool. And tell me, like, how you usually prepare a character? Now, we understand, of course, that depends on the role, right? But what usually sets your mind into this journey, which is basically this journey of creating a character?
It starts for me simply with a script and just learning the story, learning the world, reading it many, many, many times. Okay. And I have come to learn that the best method for me is just reading the script without any opinions about the character I'm playing, any of the characters. And it's so hard to do that because when we read, and like you read like a really good story or a really good script, and your mind starts creating the world, and to try to close that out as much as possible is really what I find helps me the most, and be able to just get the facts of what's happening and just learn the story. That's where I start, with like the bare bones of the story. And from there, I take who this character is and what other people are saying about them and start to layer onto that. And then once I have a good idea of what the world is, you know, in actor terms, the given circumstances, all of that, then I can start to look at, okay, who is this person, and how can I best serve them? And I take every clue that I've extracted from the script, and I like to write it out, basically like a biography. Yeah. And then of course there's always holes. There's always little things that might not be there in the script, but we can use things to kind of help fill that in and maybe come up with some of those answers on your own. Like, where did this person grow up? What was their family life like? Do they have siblings? All of those kind of things. Does this person have secrets? Mm. And that's where I like to start, basically, the outlining that biography, filling in those gaps. And it's really something that I don't like to put too much attachment to, because it's just the backbone. It's just, you know, it needs to be there kind of in the background of the performance. It's just like, you know, informing, because all of those things, if you think about our own lives, those are the things that kind of, even though it's not super important, you know, every single day, you're not telling everyone where you're from, how you grew up, all these things, but at the same time, it affects everything you do. Where your history, your personal history, affects the way you move forward. So that's where I start with a character as well, is understanding their past so I can help paint their, you know, their future and in their story.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole other process besides, or some people might think, which is just learning your lines, right?
Oh yeah. That to me is the very last thing, actually. Yeah. Learning lines is the last thing I even think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also have discovered that it is also like one, like the easiest part of creating character, right?
Totally. Yeah. I think lines, you know, it's so funny, when I started acting, that used to be, I would drill lines and I would make sure I had my lines and run them. I can't remember now the last time I ever did that was, even for an audition. I don't run lines anymore. I just learn the character and I learn the world. And there's actually so much, it's scary at first to do that and just to trust, because you're like, the words are so important. And they are, especially in theater, they're so important. But in film, it's a little different. There's a little more freedom like with that. But it's, if you know the story and you know the character, it's gonna be there. You just have to trust yourself. And that is probably one of the more challenging things, is to learning to have such a deep trust that, you know, that it's gonna be there. That if you do that preparation, when you go to do the work, that the lines will be there.
Absolutely, wow. And what do you think, on your experience, like, what do you think it's one of the most important aspects, or if not the most important aspect for storytelling?
I think I think it's important to to leave room for the unexpected. Okay. I think you can plan to tell a story and do all the preparation that there is and think you know you're gonna tell, you think you have an idea of the story you're going to tell, and then things will surprise you along the way. So I think leaving that room for the unexpected, whether that be from the other characters and other actors you're working with, but there, you can have a very clear idea. And I feel like it almost sounds like I'm contradicting myself, saying like you have to be so prepared, but you also have to leave this space where there's these stories will unfold in surprising ways. Especially when you're working with other great actors, and allowing there to be a little bit of space for like the unknown and just see how that develops. And especially when there's really great writing, just having that trust that things will unfold the way that it's supposed to. And it's really exciting when you kind of get in that flow, like on a set, and allow yourself to have that trust for the story to just blossom organically.
Totally. And like, in general, what do you like the most about acting, but at the same time, what advice could you give to those who, you know, recently started acting?
It's so hard to say just like one thing that I love about acting, but I guess the challenge of it is that that the work is never done. Right. I feel like I can work forever on like the same script, that there's always, every time you come back to it, there's something new you find. And I love that. I love that there is no end game really to acting. That like in other careers, that's like you get to a certain level and there's, you hit the glass ceiling. Like in acting, like it's always evolving. And I love that. And I think maybe the advice I would give to other actors kind of starting out is just to work, to constantly keep working. And whether that be in class, reading plays, doing script analysis, even on your own, working on things with friends, and just not be so hard on yourself. Like I was saying, like letting go of that perfectionism and remembering to enjoy the journey.
Okay. Wow. I love it. And now, if you had to describe a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment will gather for a party, tell me, what would be the name of that film?
All the characters I've
played. All the characters, since day one until right now.
Stronger Than You Think. I think that's a theme that I've sort of noticed reflecting on a lot of characters I've played.
Okay.
They all seem to have this underlying strength that they kind of uncover.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. And what would it be? Would it be like a comedy, dramedy, action one, horror?
I think a dramedy. Yeah, dramedy. Definitely a dramedy.
Okay, I'll take that. I like it. What about describing your whole career, your whole acting career at the moment? But on a movie, TV show, book, play, even a musical, why not? What would be the title of your whole career at this moment?
At this moment, I think I just said something like this a little while ago, the joy in the journey, because I think that's been something very recently I've been coming back to, remembering why I'm doing this and why I love what I do. And yeah. It's so easy to get caught up in all like the, technical parts of the craft and acting and the technical end of like the business side of things. And sometimes we get so caught up in these things that we like forget to enjoy it, forget to allow ourselves to have fun. And that's been something I've really been trying to bring myself back to. So I think that would be an appropriate title.
I like it. What about describing your career either on a drink or even a meal? How could you describe your career on a drink or a meal?
I like this question. That's different. I think a spicy mezcal margarita. Sweet, a little sweet, the edgy spice, and kind of something unexpected with the, smoky mezcal is a little unexpected.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Plus, if you drink too much, you're just gonna get crazy. So that is so cool. Yeah. Now, like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days, in which we just want to quit. We think we had enough. I mean, like getting inside into all of these toxic thoughts. I mean, I can go all night by saying nothing but toxic thoughts because it is super easy for you to get inside of them, right? But what usually gets you out, what usually puts your feet back on the ground so you can continue moving forward?
A lot of things. I actually just was in one of these very kind of tough moments not very long ago, and I was crying to my husband, like just so frustrated.
Yeah.
And I always know their fleeting moments is not going to last, but I think one thing that I find that always motivates me is looking at my peers and fellow actors and watching their successes. It always makes me feel like, gosh, like look at them, they're doing it. Seem like it's possible. And even reflecting on my own successes as well, because sometimes, when it's been a while since you've booked something or even had an audition or something, it can be so frustrating, but remembering that you have done it and you will do it again. I think, it's important to be your own motivation sometimes and remember that, like, you've done before, you can do it again. And, but yeah, I think definitely being motivated by my peers, and I love scrolling on Instagram and seeing that, friends that I've worked with on other projects are booking new things and stuff. That's always really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and also, I mean, if you have invested like a lot of time into something, for you to just stop and start something new again, I mean, that's fine. But I mean, I'm the type of person that if you start something and you have already invested a lot of time to it, what's the difference if you see the end, if at the end turn out that it wasn't your thing, that's fine. But but I do think that when you're like in the build-up, when you're like on the way to get into a comfortable zone, of course that road is going to be awful and distressing, and yeah, it's the worst, most definitely. But yeah. I think that once you pass that, and I think like that trail is like the reason why a lot of people abandon, either acting or writing or even a musician, like things like that. So I do believe that if you start something, why not end it? Why not finish it? Why not trying your best into something, and then if at the end it turns out that it wasn't your thing, totally. Maybe you can try,
Yeah, I think any creative pursuit is not for the faint of heart. It's definitely, there's a vulnerability to it that is unparalleled to any kind of any other profession out there, and you have to just be relentless.
Yeah, totally. And my last question here is, what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, I worked on a very cool little pilot last year, called The Big Time. And that is still in the works. I can't say really too much about it right now, but say keep an eye out for that. And I am also getting back into writing and producing some of my own work. So I'm very excited about doing that. Something I've been putting off for too long, but I'm happy to now have some things underway.
I love it. And I'm super sure that is that nothing but epic things are going to happen to you because the fact that you're doing it because you love it. I mean, as simple as it might sound, I mean, as we were saying before, I mean, for some people, it can take a while for them to discover something they want, you know, like something they want to do it. And the fact that you did it very young, you're still doing it right now, it's a proof that actually dreams can come true. And of course, that there's a lot of hard work we all have to do in order to keep that happening. But the fact that you're doing it, that is super cool. And I'm super sure that eventually we're going to basically hear you and see you from, I don't know, from US to Japan or Japan to Mexico, you know, like all over the world, because you're super badass in what you do. So.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah. I mean, but as I said before, what better way to have an epic weekend with someone as epic as you? And also, I want to thank those watching this right now. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching this either later on Instagram or probably later on YouTube or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to follow this amazing, talented actress that I'm speaking right now. What you're going to do is that you're going to put pause and you're going to follow her. Let's make her viral right now. Let's make sure everybody knows of her all epic and badass job. And before I send you off, I need to send you off properly, you know, epic, with an epic send-off. If you have seen some of my episodes before, you know exactly what it's about to happen. If not,
I think I have an idea.
Oh, you do?
Fantastic. I think then, I do.
Let's make it happen then. So.
Thank you.
There you go. I promise that at some point we're gonna have live audience, but you know, we're still on that process. But at some point,
in the growth phase, yeah.
There you go. And again, thank you so much. Keep having an amazing Friday and a big upcoming weekend, and be killing it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.